Oh, they look good. They're fast, physical. They get to the ball. Corners are playing good. Their whole team, you know, on the defensive side looks complete. You know, I don't know who's been doing the recruiting or the signing guys and stuff like that, but they got guys that fit the scheme that they want to run. You know, and they're penetrating, getting upfield, getting after the quarterback, and they're stopping the run. So they look like a complete defense on film.
Given their injuries to their skills on offense, you expect the defense to maybe try to ratchet it up a little bit more just to try to give the team that energy?
I don't think so. I mean, the defensive coordinator, he just has a style that he likes, and he's old school, so he's just going to keep those guys on the same page, you know, and keep them going out there and executing. They've been playing well throughout the season, doing a good job of just getting the ball back to the offense. And the offense has been having short fields and having opportunities to score. So we got to keep the ball away from those guys and hold on to it ourselves and, you know, put ourselves in the best position to make plays. But, you know, it's going to be ebbs and flows during the game. You know, you just got to get through some of the wreckage that's going to happen. They're going to make plays. And when we have our opportunities to make big ones, we're going to have to make them.
Give it a two-game sample size, but the way that Philly or even New York defended you guys, do you notice them defending your group any differently the way that Philly was playing at this point?
No. I mean, they kind of scheme things. They'll probably cheat the safety towards Julio a little bit, you know, and that's what we see on film. Whoever's the dominant guy, they kind of cheat that way and, you know, try to help that guy out, you know, just a little bit. But the front seven is playing lights out. You know, and if you can't run the ball, then you get too high coverages and, you know, they could drop eight in the coverage all day and they could guard you. So, you know, we got to get out there and get the sticks moving and get them to second and short and second. We can't get in third and long situations because they thrive and stuff like that.
But is it also, everybody's talking about Julio, is it kind of nice to be under the radar and know that you are going to have to bite some teams in the butt?
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to, like, play my role and do what I have to do for our team, you know, whatever it takes for us to win, you know, period. So, you know, I'm just going to just kind of sit back. He's been doing a good job, man. He's on pace to catch, like, 160 passes. So, you know, that's obviously really good. He's playing lights out. So, I mean, we're going to need him because, you know, these games have been close and he's been, you know, being really, really ridiculous out there. So, you know, we're going to need him to keep going out there and making his plays that he's been making.
But it is a long season, and there are other guys that are going
to. Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely. We all going to have to contribute. You know, running the ball, me, Hank, you know, going to have to contribute. You know, Devontae's going to have to play really well for us to win. So we got a lot of people on this team that's going to have to play. You know, and when their number's called, they're going to have to go out there and show up and go out there and make plays.
Do you remember that last game? When you didn't get a catch? I can't remember it.
Oh, man, no, that was so long ago. That was almost like 10 years ago.
And just, you know, that was just the flow of the game. And
yeah, it was just how the game was going, you know. And, I mean, things like that happen sometimes, you know, where you just, we're going. You look up, it's fourth quarter, and, you know, you have no catches. But you just got to keep playing. You got to keep playing the rhythm and, you know, we found a way to win the game. You know, went down there and scored a touchdown right there at the end. So, no complaints this way.
You know, it's only two games at the start of a long season. But considering how the season, you know, went last year, how big are these start the season off with two wins?
I mean, you always want to start off fast, you know, and that's what you want to do. You know, get out the gate, you know, real as fast as you can. And I think we've done a good job of that. But it's just two games, you know. I always tell D-Led if we lose the next 14, it didn't matter. you know, so it is what it is, man. We just got to take this thing week by week, you know, and just go out here and execute as much as possible, you know, and just defense playing lights out, man, you know, especially down the stretch of getting stops, you know, when we need them and getting us the ball back. So if those guys keep playing like that, we keep scoring, just having to score 20, 25 points, I think we got a good chance to win.
Need to get wins, though, the way that you guys have gotten in the first two?
It's just, yeah, because we practice all these situations at practice, and they're coming up in the games, and we're executing, and we're going out there and winning them, you know. And, you know, preparation is what makes perfect, you know. And, you know, Coach Q always says that to us. Like, he wants us to go out there and practice these situations as hard as possible, because when they come up in the game, you don't want to be nervous when the situation occurs. So we've been in a lot of tough situations, you know, throughout the first two games, which it'll help us, you know, because we have so many different guys that's playing down and, you know, different faces in the locker room, and we're executing, so that's good.